Kamole Neser, if you have, let's say, these beams, let's say even the beams are four tefachim wide, that you say it's possum. So you have now a beam, four tefachim, you put it near the wall. Then you have a space, four tefachim empty. That soon you put kosher schach there. Then you have another beam, four tefachim wide. Then another space. So if you have such a sukkah like that, that you have a neser, a beam wide, four tefachim. Then you have a space wide, four tefachim, that you put kosher. So, Moedir Ameyah, Shemyesh Bein Nesla Neser, in between one beam and the next beam, Kamole Neser, you have a space that's wide for Tzvachim, Shemeniach Pesel Bineim, you put the Pselos of Yikov, Pselos of Gurin, in other words, you put Kosher Eschach, the leftover of the shaft, or the leftover of the twigs of the grapes, that's Kosher Eschach. If you put Kosher Eschach in between these two beams now, in the space of the four Tzvachim, Ukshera, that the Sukkah is Kosher. That's what the Mishnah before said. Christ before said. So even Rav Meir that holds there is a Xeris Tikra, but if you have space in between one beam and the next beam, the Shir of Fort Fochim, then the Sukkah is Kshera. So the verse is like this. Vishlei Malaman Diyama, Bein Biyemtsa, Bein Minatsad, Vidal Damis, according to our Girsan now of Nadoi, the way Rav learns, that even in the middle of the Sukkah, a Sukkah is only possible if you have four Amis worth of Sukkah Psula, Vishimachik Kshera. Therefore here it's very good. You don't have four amas of sukkah psula. You have only one beam that's four tefachim wide. That's possible schach, true. But right next to it, though, you have kosher schach. Four psul, kosher schach. So you don't have dal damis worth of possible schach. Therefore, the sukkah is kshayra. Elo lamandiyama, according to the mandiyama, that biyemse biyabo lalocha, that we hold in the middle of the sukkah, it's enough just four tefachim of possible schach. The schach is possum, habizoya mai kshayra. Why is a kosher here? Look, for each beam that you're using is wide for tefachim. If the beam is wide for tefachim, that's enough to pass on the sukkah. So how could you say the sukkah is kshera? Look, for you have a posel of schach here. The beam going down the middle is four tefachim wide. That like cuts the sukkah in half, and each half doesn't have three walls. So it's a posel of sukkah. So my answer is no. Amar Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua. He says that hocha, you know what we're talking about here. We're talking about a sukkah that's exactly 8 amis by 8 amis wide. That's how big the sukkah is, asking him. Now what's the case? If you start off by one wall, you start off with a neser, a beam, four tefachim, or pestle, space, four tefachim. Neser, a beam, or pestle, a space. The neser, a beam, or pestle, a space. So far you have now 6 times 4 is 24, 24 tefachim. That half is beams and half is pestle, is space. So you have these 24 tefachim. 24 tefachim is 4 amis. So if we have half the sukkah this way. Mehai gisa, from one side. That's from one side, sukkah come out with a beam, a space, beam, space, beam, space. That's one side. Now, start the other side of the sukkah coming to meet it in the middle. The other side of the sukkah start the same thing. Omehai gisa, start with a neser, a beam, four tefachim, or pestle, space, four tefachim, with kosher eschach. Veneser, a beam, or pestle, veneser, a pestle. Again, 24 tefachim, mehai gisa. So it comes out that this is where you covered up your eight amis of schach. That you have four amis on one side, four amis on the other side. Now the hevelu, shnei psalim biyemsa. It comes out that right smack in the middle of the sukkah comes out, that's where you have your two spaces of avir. So each space of Avir is 4 tefachim. So in the middle of the sukkah now, you have a space of 8 tefachim. V'ikar hechsher sukkah b'yemsa. Comes up right smack in the middle of the sukkah, you have a shear of hechsher sukkah. In other words, from the sides of the wall, taka, less than 4 amis is the posel schach. So that I say, doifan akuma. The sukkah is kosher. Just the middle smack space of the sukkah is the space of 4 tefachim here, and 4 tefachim here is space. That these 8 tefachim by 8 tefachim, you put your kosher schach on top of it. So therefore, the middle is kosher sukkah. I wear the walls. From this end to the wall is less than the aldamis. So true, even though in this space now you have beams wide for tefachim, but since you say doifen akuma, we look as if the wall of the sukkah comes all the way out to the middle, to exactly where the middle avir starts, the middle space. So you have 8 amis, 8 tefachim of space. You put kosher schach on top of it, you have a kosher sukkah right in the middle, and the walls are less than dal damas away, because from the wall to the middle of the sukkah is 4 amis. Those sukkahs are exactly 8 amis across. So from here to the middle of the sukkah is 4 amis. Now here already, these last four tzvachim, you have kosher eschach. So where do you have to say doifin akuma to? To four tzvachim less than dalad amis. Therefore you say the doifin akuma up until the avir here, and the middle of the sukkah is kosher. So that's how you have an akim tib according to Rav Meir, that holds there's a psul of tikram. So if you have a beam wide four tzvachim, it's posle eschach. And even though we hold lalochem, posle eschach in the middle of the sukkah, pass of the sukkah with four tzvachim, but again, that's only if it's in the middle of the sukkah. But here it comes out as if to say the beams are on the side of the sukkah. They're near the wall, they're within dalad amos from the wall. So you could say doifin akuma, therefore the sides and the top part is kosher. Now, where's your real sukkah? The middle space, the middle two avirs of four tzvachim by four tzvachim, which is 8x8, that's your kosher sukkah. Yeah. Right. But our core problem, that's the two girsas again, but lalocha, we passed in like Shmuel here, that in the middle of the sukkah, if you would have schach going down, straight down the middle, four tfachim of pasta schach, it would pass with the sukkah. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, avir shloisha besukkah gedoyla. If you have, and you had a big sukkah, a nice white sukkah, but straight down the middle you had a space of three tfachim. Three tfachim was space with no schach at all. Now, the way we learned before, that's possible. Everybody holds like that. If you have avir, space, a pocket of air, going straight across the tzchach, it's not filled with anything, that's possible the sukkah. Since it's exactly three tzvachim, you can't say lovid, it's not attached, it's an open space, and an open space of avir, that's nikkur. It looks like clearly there are two different tzchachs here. You have one tzchach on the right side, and one tzchach on the left side. So since his mom is divided in half because you have a pocket of air going straight down the middle, what looks like two different sukkahs, each sukkah only has two walls to it, therefore it's possible. Now, what's going to be your miyatoi? Let's say, again, the schach, you had a big sukkah, you had a lot of schach, just right smack in the middle, you had a straight line going down of avir. Three tvachim. Now, a miyatoi. Now, in that space, you put something there. Now, bein v'kanim, whether you put kosher bamboo sticks, Bein Bishvudim, whether you put metal beams there. Heavy meat. You should know it's called the meat and the sukkah becomes kosher. Because even if you fill up those three tfachim of space with shvudim, with metal posle tzchach, how much do you need to pass on the sukkah? It has to have at least four tfachim. Anytime it's less than four tfachim, it's like bottle to the sukkah, the tzchach is too kosher. See here, it's only possible because space, open space is a kosher thing. Like that divides the tzchach in here. You can't say it's one schach if you have a pocket of air going straight down the whole schach. But now that and it was wide three tzvachim. But now that you take it away from the width of the three tzvachim, you're putting something there, whether you're putting kosher schach, or even if you put just one metal beam there. You don't even have to cover up all these three tzvachim. Just put one metal beam there. So now like this. How much posle schach do you have there? Less than four tzvachim. Because the whole space was only three tzvachim. How much avir do you have left? Once you have less than three tefachim worth of avir, you automatically say lovud, so it's attached, it's like one sukkah. So that's the eitzim. If you have in the middle of your schach now going straight down, space of three tefachim, the way to make it kosher now is put anything there, put one beam there, to make the space less than three tefachim, so no matter what the beam is, the sukkah is kosher. Because you don't have enough space to passel, and you don't have enough of schach psula to passel. Therefore that's the eitzim to make the sukkah kosher. But after was a big sukkah, more than 7x7. What about the sukkah katana? Let's say you started off with a small sukkah. It's exactly 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Yeah? Now, in the middle of the sukkah, in the middle of the 7 tefachim, you have a pocket of air on the schach. There's no schach here. There's pure avir, pure space there. And it's wide 3 tefachim. So right now, the sukkah is possible. How do you make it kosher? Is bikanim heavy meat. If you fill up the middle of the space with kanim, with kosher schach, the sukkah is kosher. The shvudim, let's say you fill it up with metal, with posle schach, loy heavy miyit. Then it does not make it a miyit. You know why? Because since it's a small schach, on a small schach you have to have 7 tefachim worth of kosher schach. That's what you need. So true, you don't have any space in the middle here to pass the schach, but there is a hefsik. It's not cool like you have two different sukkahs here. Because at the beginning you had a space of three tefachim. Now you put, let's say, one metal beam there. So now the space is only two tefachim wide. So there's no psul of avir true. there's no psul of the metal beam, because the metal beam is less than four tvachim wide. But lamaisa, the sukkah is still possible, because you don't have seven tvachim worth of kashra schach. How much kashra schach do you have? Only four tvachim. Since in the middle, there are three tvachim there, that part of possible schach, therefore lamaisa, you don't have a kashra sukkah. Not because we divide the sukkah in half. To divide the sukkah in half, true, you have to have either three tvachim of space, or else four tvachim of possible schach. Yeah, I need each one. Mashenkin here, it's not a tight you're dividing the sukkah in half. It's just lamaisa, it's a small sukkah, and you need your seven tvachim worth of kosher schach, and you don't have the seven tvachim of kosher schach. Therefore, the sukkah is possible. See, if you put kosher schach there, even one beam, put one bamboo stick there. If you put one bamboo stick there, so lamaisa now, the avir is less than three tvachim. So since the space is less than three tvachim, I say love it. So if I say love it now, it's kabbaltic. You have the kosher schach, and love it makes it attached, you'd have a kosher sukkah. But now that lamaisa you have three tefachim of psul, whether it's two tefachim of avir and one tefach of metal beams, that's possible you don't have a schach. Tomorrow say no. Pesuk ktana, dekana mevi miyit, abe vishudim lehevi miyit. Rashi says, pesuk ktana, shir metzumtzim, dekana mevi miyit, tiyamrin and lovud, v'yen kan avir, say lovud, so about you put one more bamboo stick there, so now there's less than three tefachim space. So you say love is considered like it's attached, so you have a kosher schach. Mashenkin b'shvudim lo yavi miyut. If you put a metal beam there, that's possible a schach, now it's possible. Why? V'yaf agav d'loy mizeh. V'loy mizeh yeshir, lifsol, you don't have three tefachim of space, and you don't have four tefachim of metal beams. So each one doesn't possible. Miyo still, kivon yikul gimel tefachim ba'dodi. D'nafkim ech shesukeh. Since you have now three tefachim together of stuff that's not kosher schach, you have two tefachim of space of avir and two tefachim and one tefach of metal beams. Chashiv v'biapen avshayim. This is called a chashiv v'mokim. V'leim mitzdarfei b'hado liashlume lishurei v'les lishur the sukkah. You can't put the two together, two sides. You don't have a kosher size for a sukkah. You started out the whole sukkah was seven tefachim, so you need seven tefachim worth of schach. Here, lemaisa, you only have four tefachim worth of schach, because in the middle, you have three tefachim of posel schach. See, even though after shiurim, they wouldn't posel, but lemaisa, you don't have seven tefachim of kosher schach. Therefore, the schach is posel. Mashenkin, if you put one more bamboo stick there, so therefore, lemaisa, you have kosher schach. What's the only psul? You have two tefachim in the middle of avir. Two tefachim by itself, that we would say lovud, that makes it attached. So therefore, the whole sukkah is kosher. Now the Gemara says, Hani Mili, when do we say this? The Drashi, the Yavir Pochus Mi Gimel, Lovud, Vienna Poisa Basukka, when do we say this klal, that if the space is less than three tvachim, you say Lovud, and the Sukkah is kosher, Hani Mili Minatzad, only if it's near the walls, on the side, if you have a space of less than three tvachim on the schach, near the wall, then we'd say Lovud. Avo Biyemtsa, let's say no, it's a small Sukkah taka. The sole sukkah is only seven tefachim by seven tefachim. Now you have tzchach on top. Now right in the middle, you have two tefachim of space going all along the sukkah. So we're saying now that the chura, since it's only two tefachim, less than three, we would say lovud. It's still like it's attached, like you have a good kosher seven tefachim of tzchach. The Gemara says, no, that's a machlokes. We only say lovud for sure on the side near the wall. But to say it right smack in the middle of the tzchach, it's a machlokes already. It's a machlekes Ravacha and Ravina. Chadama once says Yesh Lovid Biyemtsa. That's what we pass in Halacha. Even though it's in the middle of the schach, in the middle of the roof, still we say, since the space there is only two tefachim, we say Lovid is attached, as if there's no space at all. The Chadama once says no. Chadama ain't Lovid Biyemtsa. I don't say the side of Lovid in the middle. To connect two points together, I don't say lovud. Lovud is only if you have one mechitza, and it's away from the wall to less than three tefachim, I say lovud is attached. But if I have a mechitza coming down, and it's less than three tefachim off the ground, I consider it coming down. I only say lovud at an end to extend the mechitza to meet another wall. But here I have this space in the middle of the schach, so I want to have two sides coming together that I don't say. The end side, I don't say lovud. That's one zman diyama. The lach about the we old even beyamtsa also we say lovud. Now the Gemara explains. My time, what's the reasoning? Demand the Yomi Yesh Lovid B'Yemsa. Like, what's the raya to say you do say Lovid, even if the hole is in the middle of the Sukkah? Still, you connect the two sides by Lovid. Tanya, we learned like this. Kaira. A Kaira that's Locha by a Movi. Again, by Shabbos, if you want to carry out in a Movi, a Movi is like an alleyway that has three mechitzas to it. The three sides have mechitzas with the houses. The fourth side is open. Some of the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to carry there, unless you make a heker, something on the fourth side. So a Kaira, that's a beam going across the entrance on top. A beam going across from one wall to the other wall, straight across, that's called a Kaira. So if you have a Kaira, it goes out from Kaisel's there, it goes out from this wall, but it doesn't go straight across to reach the other wall. In other words, this beam does not go straight across. What about you have two beams coming out? In other words, the two walls, let's say you have an east wall and a west wall. Those are your two walls. So you have a beam coming out on top of the east wall and a beam coming across on top of the west wall. And you want them to meet in the middle. Over the end of the gas, they don't meet in the middle. See, zu bizu. So the locha is like this. Tochus mishloisha, if the hole, the space where they don't meet, with the space you're missing, is less than three tfachim, ain't that sarach lovi kairacheris. You do not have to bring a second kairah. The kairah you have right now is good. In other words, you have like these two walls here. The movi is three walls, and you have now the two walls here. So you have to have a kairah going straight across from this wall to this wall. You have to have a kairah going across. You have a kairah going out here, and a kairah coming out here, and they don't meet in the middle. In the middle, it's still tense. If it's three tefachim missing in the middle, you can't say loved, it's puzzled. You have to bring another curve, another being going straight across. But if they meet, they're only missing less than three tefachim, then I say loved is considered attached. So I see even B'Yemsa, I say loved. You have a beam coming out here, a beam coming out the other way, they don't meet in the middle. How do they meet? Well, they didn't love it. So you see, I say loved in the middle. I say two sides extend to attach together. So you have a right, even B'Yemsa, I say loved. So what then be our schach also? If in the middle of the schach you have the airspace of two tvachim or less than three tvachim, I could say love it, both sides come together. Yepachas mishloishen tzorach lovi kairacheres. Shloisha, let's say the space they're missing, three tvachim, tzorach lovi kairacheres. The locha is you have to bring another kaira there. That's the locha. So this is a raya to the man the yom that says you do say love it even be emsa. Samara says, now, v'idach, what does the other man, the Yom, do? I tell you, shani kairos to Rabbonin. That thing by a kairos, that you need a heker by a movi, it's only mid Rabbonin. Because midiraisa, since the movi has three walls already, midiraisa you're allowed to carry in three walls. Like some shittid, it's not a Rishus Yochid, and like some shittid, it's not a Rishus Yochid, but it's not a Rishus Rav Amida. Therefore, midiraisa you're allowed to carry in the movi. It's only mid Rabbonin that you have to have a heker, a fourth wall. So in the Rabbanans, to have a fourth wall, there by a Mavi, to a Mekel just to put a beam straight across the top. So even though the two beams don't meet, but as long as they're within three tvachim, I say love it. Because it's only mid Rabbanan. My shaking out was surely here is by a Sukkah. A Sukkah is midiraisi after a Tzach. So when you have your two tvachim of space going straight along the middle of the Sukkah, this man the Yom says midiraisi, I don't say love it. When you're missing something in the rices, I can't say love to attach two middle things together. Yeshani Kervas Rabbonim. The other one says, my time of the man the yom ain't love it. So what's the raya? Why does the man the yom say, I don't say love it, the ems in the middle? So far we brought a raya why you should say. Now what's the pshan the other man the yom? He says, I have no raya from there, but where's your raya to say you can't put the two together? It's not, but not like this. Aruba Shemabayis. If you have a window in the house, so the bias Rashi always says that Ruba always means begagi, like a skylight you have. In the roof you have an opening there. You have like a window. Uvo poiseach tefach. And the opening of the window is a tefach by a tefach. That's how wide the opening of the window is. Uvo poiseach tefach is a locha tumma bebayis. Let's say you have a mace in this house now. Now you have a whole roof there. Just in the middle of the roof, there's a little hole for a window. That's a tefach by a tefach. The lach is like this: kulay tummy. So the whole house, whatever's in the house is tummy, because you have a roof on top of the mace. So the lach is when you have an oil on top of the mace, the tumas of the mace shoots up to the roof, and then it spreads all along the roof, and it comes down again. So any kli that's underneath any part of the roof automatically becomes tummy. Anything in the house becomes tummy. He's kula tummy. Mashenkein mashekineger aruba tor. Anything that's directly underneath that window, since the window doesn't have a mechitza to it, it's open space there, even though it's only a tefach by a tefach, still I say it's tor. So what do you see here? That the window on top is not considered closed, even though it's only a tefach by a tefach wide. I don't say lovud to make it consider like it's a mechitza on top. No, it's called open space there. So therefore, there's no oil on top that can't bring the tumah down again. So if a kli is directly underneath that window, the kli is tor. What about tumah kineged aruba? Let's say the mace is directly underneath this window. You don't have a whole mace. The mace is more than tefach by tefach. You only have the gezayis of the mace. Or you have a few bones of the mace. You have a mace there that's only kineged aruba, only directly underneath the window. But no part of the mace goes underneath the house. The lachar is then kol habayis kula tor. Then we say, look what's directly on top of the mace. What's directly on top of the mace is space. So the lachar is the tumah shoots up to the shemayim and it never comes down again. Mashenka, the rest of the house is tor because the rest of the mechitza is not underneath the mace. It's not on top of the mace. Mashenkein, Yekulabayis tor. Kulabayis kuletor. What about now, Ein biyaruba pasech tefach? Let's say the window on top of the roof is not wide a tefach. Then we say the same halachis. Why does the Mishnah say the case twice? The Gemara there talks about it, not here. But the same halach, even if the window on top is less than a tefach, by a tefach, same din. Ein biyaruba pasech tefach. The top of the window on the roof is not wide a tefach. Tumah b'bayis, if you have a mace underneath the roof in the house. Kineged aruba, any kli that's underneath the roof, the locher is, since the mace is underneath the roof, the tumah sameis goes up to the roof, and then it spreads all around the roof, and it comes down again. So any kli that's underneath the roof is takatami. Tumah b'bayis, ein baruba, no depends. Tumah b'bayis, kineged aruba tor, just, yeah. So what's directly underneath the window though is still tor for the same svarim. Since it's a space there, there's no mechitza on top of the window there. So what's underneath the window is tor. Tumah kineged aruba. Let's say the whole mace is only directly underneath the window. Then again, the tumah goes straight up to the shemayim and it doesn't hit the roof at all. Therefore, kol habayis kula tor. The whole bayis takar is tor. So our kopon, we have a raya from here that you see in the roof. When you have this window, even though it's only a tefach by a tefach, we don't say lovud to say it's closed. It should have a shei mechitza, and therefore a kli that's directly underneath that window should also become tamei, because we should say the tumah sameis, the mace is on the other side of the room, but the tumah goes up to the roof, and any part of the roof, it sends down the tumah. So the chura, that hole of a tefach, should also be called closed, because you have lovud there. And you see, not like that. We say the roof is not closed there, it's considered a hole, therefore the mace, the tumah, does not come down there. So here you see a chloraya, you did not say loved, the emsa. That's why that space is considered still a space, and we don't call it closed up because of loved. So you have a good raya that the emsa in the middle of a roof, you don't say loved. So what then by a sukkah also? If you have this space going along the whole sukkah in the middle, even though like this will be one tefach wide, you won't say loved. Mer says, Vidach, what is the other man, the Yom Malalacha, that we do say love and even the Emsa? Ah, you have a good raya from the Mishnah in Oilus over here. You see, by Earl of the Mate, you don't say it. You have the Gemara, Shani Hilchas Tumah, Tohochi Gemiruluhu. I tell you, by Tumah, it's Halacha Lamashim Sinna, these Halachis. That's why we say there's a Mechitz on top of the Mace, that the Tumah goes all up and all around and comes down again. That's Halacha Lamashim Sinna. So Halacha Lamashim Sinna was said only if you have a real roof there. But once you have a space, a hole there, even though you should say loved, loved doesn't help Hilchas Tumah. But it's only Halacha L'mashu Sinna Negayat Hilchas Tumah. We have such a Chiddush. And the klal is, from Halacha we kill it out to other places. So other places, the Svar is, you do say loved. Loved makes it attached. But over here, by Tumah, you don't say loved. But it's not a kasher on us, but we do say loved, because we don't learn out from Hilchas Tumah. Moradorish, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Bayis shenivchas. Again, the house that the roof caved in. The middle of the roof caved in. Vesichach hagabuf, and you put tzchach on top of the part that caved in, is ksheira. The sukkah is kosher. So he didn't explain himself about the sides near the wall, how much roofing is still left over. So Amar in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel said in front of him, like Rabbi Pirish, Rabbi, explain yourself. Is it kosher all times or not? So he said, Kach Pirashab, this is where my father explained it, that Arba Amas Tzula, if you have four Amas left over of the old roof near the walls, you can't say Doifin Akuma, then the Maestas Postas Chach, because the roof is Postas Chach. What about Pochus Mi Arba Amas? Let's say the roof caved in, that even what's left over near the walls is less than Dalet Amas wide, then we say Ksheira, then you could say Doifin Akuma to take away the Psula, that's Chach Tzula. And in the middle, Taka, there, since you have kosher schach, it's a kosher sukkah. So in such a case, the sukkah is kshera. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Avrumi sharya. You're allowed to eat avrumi. Avrumi, Rashi says, that's min dogam ktanim. It's a small fish, like a sardine, let's say. V'yein shirotzim mikorim behen. And you don't have to be afraid that any shirotzim are around it. Like, let's be afraid, like, take a sardine, a bunch of sardines, let's be afraid maybe one of them is a sheretz, you won't be able to tell the difference. And the sheretz is treif. You don't have to be afraid. You're allowed to eat it. The Maromol of fun of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yishmael said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi, like Pirish, like explain yourself, is it mutter all over? Every single time you have this small fish is a mutter. He says, Kacham Rabbi, no, my father said like this, Kacham Rabba, that shall mock employing Yasura. In certain rivers, that fish is treif. Why? Because those rivers have other shrots in there also, and you're not going to tell the difference between the two of them. So you have to be afraid maybe the small fish you have now is a sheretz, is treif. Mashenka and Shamok and Plonim Materis. Like my father used to say, in the other river, that river is mutter. You know why? Because he knew for sure in that river there were no shrots in there. So Mel, the fish you found for sure was the kosher fish. So it depends what river you are. Certain rivers is kosher, certain rivers no. Rashi says, Shemok imploini muteris. Shein noise nor megadzel shrotzim beforish. That river doesn't produce any shrotzim. So for sure the fish you took now is a kosher fish, therefore you'll not eat it. Mer says, Ki ho di yomer abaye. Like Abaye said, Hai tzachnosa devoven hora. Tzachnosa is also a type of a fish that comes from this river. Devoven hora, sharya. The fish here is shemuta. Why? My timer. So Mer says, why? Why do you say these small fish here is kosher? Why aren't you afraid maybe it should be like a sheretz? It should be a tray for fish. See, Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum Dudifamaya, this river, the Bava Nora, its waters are very strong. It has a strong tide. It goes very fast. Is Vahai Dag Tome, now I tell you, a tray for fish, Kiva the Les Lechut HaShedrum, a tray for fish doesn't have a backbone to it, so it's not so strong. It can't take the strong water, the swift water. Is Lemoti Koyim, it can't stay in that river. Therefore, any fish you find in that river for sure is kosher. That's why a mat you teeth is small fish. Sigmarius, that's not true. Vokochazinin, we see, Dikoy, that sometimes you do have tray for fish in this swift water, in this strong river. So you see, even though they don't have a backbone, still they can live there. El, I'll tell you another reason why it's mutter. Mishum demlichi maya, because this river is very, water is very salty. Since the dark tummy doesn't have scales on it, you can't take the salt water. Therefore, you don't find tripe of fish in this salty river. True, it's a svara. They don't have scales, but still, lemaisa, we see they could live there. We see tripe of fish live in salty water. So, Marian says, dark tummy. Because he knew for sure this river, the Tinayu, the ground there, the mud there, does not produce daktomi. Like he knew there were no shrotzim growing, living there. So therefore, if you find a small fish there, you have a right to say, like a sardine, it was a kosher fish. So this is makim etzmuter. Ravina says though, Omer Ravina, v'idna, but today, teshavchi nor eisen, but today that another two rivers open up into that river, Devova Nahara, now you have another two rivers. You have Nahar Eisen and Nahar Gamda opening up into it is Asira. Now you're not going to take the small fish from there anymore. Because now you have Shrotzim coming in there. So you have to be afraid maybe the small fish you're going to take is really a sheretz. You can't tell the difference. Therefore, it's also to take it. Right. Itma, but not like this. Sichech agam b'yachsadra. If you put tzchach on top of an achsadra, it's like an open porch, that there are no walls to the porch. It only has, let's say, you're putting now tzchach on top of the achsadra. So, sichech agam b'yachsadra. Sheyesh lo p'tzimin. That that the achsadra has beams, the pole, like beams coming down. We'll see what that means. Ksheira. Then it's a kosher sukkah. Shein lo psimim. Let's say it has no beams coming down. Then abaye rama ksheira. V'rov rama psula. Let's see Rashi. It's my big machlokes Rashi and Tosis how you learn here. Rashi learns sichei chagabi achsadra shteish lo psimim. That means kagoyin chotzer. You have your front yard. You have your chotzer. Hamukefas achsadra. That you have, like we have before Rashi started the Mishnah, there were three houses opening up into this front yard. And each house in front of it had like a porch in front of the house. Could appreciate from us listen. Now the porch comes out from each house, but in the middle there's still an open space there, there's still the Shemayim there you can see, in the middle of this yard. So true, on the three sides of the yard you have three walls, the three houses, and you have three porches extending out. But in the middle there, there's open space there. So you put your schach across, like from one porch to the other porch, straight across, you put your schach. That's covering up the middle of this yard. Now, you let the schach hold, it's holding up by the ends of the achsad, the end of the porch, the end of the roof of the porch. Now, the inside walls, like on the front of the house, that does not help for the sukkah. The yesh patikra sachsadra, because you know the roof of the porch, yoysemi abramis. The roof of the porch coming out of the house sticks out more than four amis. So therefore you can't say daif nakuma. So again, the case is clearly you have a front porch that's enclosed, surrounded by three houses. So three sides of the chutzar has walls to it. But in front of each house, there's like a porch coming out, and they have a roof on top of the porch. So Maisa, since the roof extends out more than four amis, you can't use the wall of the house for the wall of the sukkah, because it sticks out more than four amis, and this is a posel schach because of the roof of your porch. So therefore, you can't say daif nakuma. So Maisa, where is your schach? Mamash in the middle of the yard, and the question is though, but where are your three mechitzas? You don't have any walls. So Gemara says like this: if you have psimin, psimin means there are poles coming down at the end of the porch, like you have a porch. A yoni coming out off the house, and then there are poles coming down, holding up the porch. So holding up the gag, the roof of the porch. So the psimim Rashi learns, avolitzara suki yeshlach sadra psimim, that means amudim, poles, kemin chaloinus, or benaya pochus pochus mishloisha, ksheira. From one beam to another beam, there's less than three tfachim. So mela there mina, but who love it? You can say love it. Like a portion of the case. As you have this middle of the, you have the middle of the chotzer here. Here there's a house, here a house, here a house. And each house has a porch, a roof of a porch coming out. But right here there are a few poles coming down. And these poles coming down are next to one another, less than three tfachim. So I have a good mechitzah here. And then the same thing on this house, I have a good mechitzah here. The same thing on the other house. So you have three mechitzahs enclosing this chotzer. So gavaltik. You have three mechitzas right near where the tzchach are, and the tzchach is on top of the roof, on top of this chotzer, so you have a kosher sukkah. So if outside the psimim, outside the porch, there's these poles, so these poles, gufra is a mechitzah, and inside the poles is the kosher tzchach, therefore you have a kosher sukkah. What about that? You don't have any psimim though? You don't have any poles coming out in front of the porch. So all you have is, you have the wall of your house, that's no good. Now in front of the house you have a porch. You have the roof of the porch sticking out. So this roof sticks out more than four amis. So you can't set there for nakuma. And the schach first starts over here. So the question is now, where is the wall though for the sukkah? There's no wall. This happens on all three sides. That you have the wall of the house is four amis in. It's no good. Sticking out of the top of the house is a roof for the porch, which is more than four amis wide. So the maestro, where do you have your walls for the sukkah? So Gemara says, Abaye still says it's Ksheira. Gemara says, Abaye Rama Ksheira. And the Teret says, Abaye holds Pitiku Yerik Vesaisim. In other words, this roof here, that's on top of the porch, since it's a flat roof, at the end of the roof I say Pitikra. The P, the mouth of the end of the beam, goes straight down. That's another one of the local Moshe Mitzinai. If you have a roof, anytime you have a flat beam, we say at the end of the beam it has a din as if it goes straight down. So at the end of this extending porch, the roof of the porch, we say Pitikra comes straight down. Therefore, you have a mechitza right here. So gavaltik. You have yischach right next to it. The schach is on top of the ear in the middle of the chotzer. Where are the walls? Very good. Because the end of the roof of the porch, where it's extended, right there I say Pitikri, Yerod Vesleisim. So I have my mechitzas right at the end of the porch, and that's exactly where the schach starts. So merely you have a kosher sukkah. That's a bias pshat. Habayi Ram Mekshayra. For Rabbi Ram Absul, Rabbi says, no, I don't say this svara. So Mark explains now, Abaye Ram Mekshayra, you know why Abaye says it's kosher. Amrinon, we say Pitikra, Yerod Vesleisim. Now, a regular case of Pitikri